December 4th, 2014. St. Francis de Sales says, "Praise be to Jesus." During this present day, the meaning of Christmas has become a paradox. While it should be a celebration of the birth of the Lord, the Word made flesh, many celebrate only in a material way. Giving no longer holds the meaning of generosity and thanksgiving for favors rendered over the past year. Giving has been met with a greed for material things, and the gifts that are passing have become the focus of celebration. In all of this frenzy for the things of the world, the King of this world, Jesus, has been forgotten. Jesus was born in the humblest of settings, a manger. He did not come with pomp, but with humility. Yet the powers and rulers of the world feared him. He came to proclaim the truth, not to appear important. He came to challenge error, not to appease it. He did not wish to impress, but to convict consciences. In the end, he was stripped of all dignity, and yet his mission was successful. His life points the way past the frivolous and unnecessary goods of the world. His life highlights the importance of love in the heart. This Christmas, let the Savior come into your heart, a heart emptied of worldly concerns. Allow him to rest there in the manger of holy love that has transformed your heart. A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. The synopsis: Jesus came as our Savior, teaching us to reject all ungodly, worldly concerns and to live with holy love in our hearts, looking to Christ's example, who gave himself for our redemption. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Francis de Sales.